Don't forget to introduce yourself.
Yeah. All right. Well, you all have been really good so far. Don't blow it. Okay. All right. All right. So we're call the meeting to order. And yes, sir. If you'll introduce yourself, you may have the floor.
Good evening, members of the commission and fellow residents. My name is Brian Rowe, and this is my wife, Caitlin. We own and operate Rowe Property Maintenance LLC, a small family business located on the same property as our residence. I've listened to several past hearings in preparation for mine, so I'm going to try and provide all the background on the property and pertinent information. I'm happy to further elaborate on or answer any questions you may have as I describe our business and need for the conditional use. I would like to start by stating that our reason for applying did not arise from any known complaints from our neighbors or community. We are simply asking permission to continue operating as we have been. We have spent a tremendous amount of time and money in recent years to mitigate any impacts our business has on those neighbors and our expanding community. So the property was originally an active poultry farm that my parents operated throughout my childhood until about 1998. At that time, my father started the original business as a poultry repair and farm maintenance business. It morphed into more of a landscape maintenance company in the following years until health reasons forced him to take a position with the Sussex County Engineering Department, where he worked until his passing. Fast forward to 2006, my senior year of high school, when I decided to restart the landscaping business. One truck, one trailer, one person, operating out of a retired manure shed. After my father's passing, my mother subdivided the property, affording us the opportunity to build our house next to the shop, and she still resides in the original house I grew up in. Today, we have grown as a company, and with the recent growth in our area, realized the need to make sure we follow all the proper rules and laws, which leads us to our conditional use application. We currently operate 12 trucks, 6 trailers, and various pieces of equipment with a current staff of 15 employees. As shown on our site plan that is drawn to scale, not that, we have ample parking for our current employees and business assets, as well as room to expand. I should note that some of our employees carpool, some have take-home company vehicles, and on larger commercial projects, employees will meet directly at the job site. Our typical hours of operation are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m., Monday through Friday. We do offer commercial snow removal and also hold contracts with the state, particularly DLDOT, that requires some night operations, so I ask for some flexibility within our typical hours of operation. Since our business is largely dependent on the weather, we work some Saturdays when inclement weather during the week disrupts our schedule. We have the ability to turn off backup alarms while in our yard. We have on-site fuel for our vehicles and equipment. The tanks are properly labeled and contained as required. We perform our OMPM services on our vehicles and equipment. The work is performed in our shop. All fluids and chemicals are properly stored, and we have a waste management company dispose of said fluids and chemicals as required. We store both palletized and bulk materials used in our daily operations on that property. Bulk material is stored in concrete landscape bins located at the rear of the property. Most palletized material is stored in our repurposed poultry house. Our yard waste that we move from jobs is stored in a separate concrete bin wall enclosure where it is loaded into a roll-off dumpster and hauled to a recycling facility as needed. We do not grind or burn any of our yard waste on site. It is simply dumped from our trucks into a roll-off and hauled away to be recycled. We do have a properly stabilized topsoil stockpile that we periodically screen and use for projects. The bulk of this soil will be used to create additional landscape berms to better mitigate any impact we may have on our neighbors, as shown on our drawing there in dark green. We have several large landscape berms that we installed to reduce visibility, noise, and light pollution. The berm at the rear of the property and the northwest property line have been planted with rows of green giant arborvitae trees to help further reduce our operations impact on the community. The existing berm along the road has also been landscaped to provide our neighbors with a more aesthetically pleasing view. If approved, the current building shown on the site plan with note future office will be demolished and a new building will be erected in its place. We do not currently offer any retail or wholesale sales from our location and do not plan to offer any in the future. The new office will be for our employees only with the occasional client or sales representative meeting. I would like the opportunity at some point to install a single 32 square foot lighted sign meeting the requirements set forth by the commission. In closing, the ability to have our family business located on the same property as our home provides a unique opportunity to incorporate our young children into the ins and outs of entrepreneurship, even if it's just a quick lunch break with them before heading out to the next job.
All right, sir. If you'll let's stand by here. We'll see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Mears.
You did do the planning and zoning tutorial. Very good. Very good presentation. Do you do snow removal, which would require you to operate 24/7 during snow conditions? I love the use of the old chicken house. As the poultry industry modernized, a lot of houses got shut down, and I love to see them repurposed like that. You use the word expand your business. Is your conditional use application covering your plans for future expansion?
It is. Okay. So we have drawn to scale 21 vehicle parking spots, passenger vehicles. They are your standard 9x18. And then we currently have 15 employees. Some of those have take-home vehicles that we provide them. Some of them carpool. So usually there's approximately 11 to 12 vehicles on site right now. We have the ability to hold 21 employee vehicles.
Right. That way, if your application is approved, we don't have to drag you back in here.
I appreciate that.
That's all I got.
A curious question. Does our code allow for 9x18 spaces? I thought our code required a larger space than that.
As standard, we don't typically allow smaller than that, but it's ultimately all the parking standards are open for approval by the commission.
Okay. Question. Yes, ma'am.
My turn?
It's your turn.
That was an excellent presentation. Thank you. Maybe some of the lawyers are paying attention. They can watch this. No, I'm teasing. I'm teasing.
So that's the same.
I'm
He's
teasing.
Got a second career in land use presentations.
I'm actually good friends with a lot of the neighbors that you have, and I've never heard anybody ever complain about your site. You keep it very neat, and I do believe that you really try to conform with all laws. So I have no questions.
Okay, Mr. Collins.
Yeah, I think you were exceptionally well prepared. I don't think I have any questions because you covered all of the things I would have asked. So thank you.
Okay. Mr. Whitehouse?
Not for me, thank you.
Staff, anything? Okay. Counselor?
I just have one, and it was because I was talking to Mr. Whitehouse about getting the site plan on the screen when you were describing your hours. And just so I have it in my notes, could you just go back over the hours of operation? Not the concerns about them. I just didn't get them, that's all.
Sure. So our typical hours of operation are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. We do offer commercial snow removal, and we also hold contracts with the state. Mostly DelDOT requires some night operations, so we ask for a little bit of flexibility within those. Because of the nature of the business, we are largely dependent on the weather. So if we have a significant weather event during the week, we sometimes work Saturday to make up for that.
Gotcha. And just so you know, the commission, we've had, well, as you obviously know because you've done your homework, there's been plenty of these kinds of applications, and we do make allowances for those emergency uses or inclement weather services, so we can make sure that's part of it should they act favorably upon it. But thanks for repeating that. I know you'd said it before, and I just didn't get it in my notes. Thanks.
Quick question. The DelDOT uses that you mentioned, when you're doing work for them, it's snow removal only, or do you have other work that might have you working outside of hours? I just want to make sure.
So most recently, we do a lot of stabilization, site stabilization. Okay. So they create a new road. We're hired sometimes as a subcontractor for the site work company, and we'll go in and stabilize off the edge of the road. Obviously, with the traffic and the area that we live in, a lot of that work has to happen at night. So unfortunately, we have to do it at night also.
Okay, so in addition to the snow removal, it would also be that kind of DelDOT road work.
It would, any type of work that would be required to be completed at night that we would be contracted for.
Do you most of the time have your crew meet you on site when you have those projects that you're doing, or do they all come to the property and then, or do they go to the job site?
Most of the time they meet on site. Most of the time the equipment, whatever we need, is already on site for that night operation.
At the project?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2524, Brian Rowe? there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2524? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.